With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this entitled mum gets infuriated when she sees a trans woman wearing a bra. Entitled mum wanted me to take off my bra. My fiance and I were at a Wendy's eating our lunch, and the whole time we sat there, I kept feeling this woman and her 13, maybe 15 year old son staring at us with this look of disgust. Now, me and my fiance are both trans women, so we're used to it. We just got up and sat somewhere else out of view. Not even 5 minutes later, she walks over to where we are and taps my shoulder. Before the next part, I was wearing a loose-fitted hoodie and sometimes the shoulders would droop and show my bra strap. Anyway, I look at her and she's not with her son. "Excuse me," she says, loud as anything. "Yes? Is there something you need?" "Yes, you're making my son extremely uncomfortable." "How so? I haven't spoken to your son at all." "Well, sir, we can see your bra. It's disgusting and you need to take it off." At this moment, I'm trying not to punch her. "I'm not doing that. I've got C cups, mum. If your son is such an issue, then he needs to stop staring." "All right, you asked for this." She then walked to the counter and demanded to see a manager. In about 5 minutes, the manager brings her back over to us and we all tell our side of the story. Of course, she's demanding that he kick us out because we're disturbing my poor baby boy. Not even kidding. After we tell our stories, she admits she told me I need to remove my bra. And he just says, "I'll give you two choices. You can either mind your business or you can leave. Your choice." Next thing you know, she's dragging her baby boy out by his wrist. I really hope that kid's okay, even though he is the butthole that sent mummy over to harass me. Well, to be honest with you guys, I highly doubt it was the kid that sent his mum over. I'm pretty sure the mum just went off her own accord. Clearly, she wanted to do this. She was very incensed. I don't know for what reason, but she clearly was. And yeah, I wouldn't even put one single bit of blame on the son. There's nothing to suggest in this whole story that he even cared one iota. As for this mum, I agree completely with the manager. Mind your own business or get out. Who cares what other people are wearing or doing with their lives? Screw you. Leave. My father won't let me shut my bedroom door at night. I'm 19. 19. Freaking 19. We live in a two-bedroom house and there are five of us. My parents, my little 14-year-old brother, and my grandmother. My brother and I share a room, separate beds. My parents sleep on the couch come bed in the hall, and my grandmother has her own room. So there's absolutely no privacy throughout the day. I don't get a single moment where no one is around or invading my space. My mother is constantly yelling, shouting at my brother mostly, but it bothers me so much because it happens every day and it affects my peace of mind. It gives me a bad trip back to my childhood, where my parents used to do the same to me. My grandmother always sits in the living room where she puts the TV blaring at full volume. I had my college semester end exams going on online due to the pandemic, and so I was in the living room because my mother wanted to use my room to nap. I requested my grandmother turn off the TV for an hour and a half while I finished my exam. She agreed, but kept talking to me while I was giving my exam to ask how much more time and if she could turn the TV on and put it on mute. So nighttime is the only time I get peace. But of course, my father takes that away too, being the piece of trash that he is. There are two bathrooms in the house. One in my room, which four of us use, and the other one near my grandmother's room, which she uses. I understand he has to come in to use the washroom at night, and so I don't lock my bedroom door. I just shut it. But he gets mad because I'm not allowed to use my cell phone past 11, so he makes me keep the door open so he could check if I'm still on my phone. He says if the door was closed, I could just turn my phone off if I heard him opening it. This is a phone I pay for by myself, by the way. Yes, I, a goddamn adult, have a freaking screen limit. Ugh, I'm so angry, frustrated, and I just want to scream. I'm freaking suffocating to death here. We're okay economically. My father has a bigger house 20 minutes away. He just chooses to live in a smaller one because he wants to be closer to his older sister so that she can look after grandmother when we're away. I don't really care about this, but you'd think he'd at least let us breathe every so often and get some privacy knowing this, but no, obviously. For cultural context, we're South Asian. I don't know if that was necessary to add, but yeah. To those saying I should move out, I do work part-time. It pays enough to be able to afford to pay phone bills and groceries, but I can't afford even a quarter of the rent. That's the economy here. Before you have a master's, you don't earn enough to be able to rent out. Imagine USA's hourly minimum wage. That's our monthly earning as a student working part-time. And the rent is the same as a studio apartment in Los Angeles in the state I live in. That's the best way I can explain it. Oh my word, OP, I'm so sorry to hear the situation that you're in and have been for your life. I mean, like, what can I even say to that, guys? Other than just, that's terrible, I'm sorry. If you got any good advice for OP as to what she could possibly do, get in the comments down below and let her know. Because personally, I'm struggling to even suggest anything here. Like, you're a 19-year-old and you're at university and your life is still being controlled. What do you do, man? It's terrible. Now moving on to our third entitled parent story. Entitled mother demands I remove my knee brace so her daughter can have a fair fight. I am a martial artist, and I've been training in my specific discipline for almost 12 years now. In my region, we have a group that organizes events between dojos and cities. The most popular are tournaments. Before COVID, we used to have almost monthly tournaments in different cities. They weren't mandatory, but a lot of people still came because almost everyone is a good sport. Notice how I said almost everyone. Since tournaments have started up again, with a lot of restrictions for health reasons, my dojo has been pretty happy. Those of us who can go take time to commute. The last tournament I was at was a day ago, and we were in a city that was about a 2-hour drive away from my hometown. Everything was going smoothly until I went into the changing room to change into my G, karate uniform. There was a mother there with her daughter who looked around my age. Why the mum was there was beyond me, but I didn't pay them any mind and went to a corner to change. I had half of my uniform on during the drive there, but I still needed to put my top on and my knee brace. When I was rolling up my pants to pull it on, the mother gave me this nasty look. She quickly pulled her daughter out of the locker room. Just before I pulled on my belt, my senior instructor told me I needed to see the head black belts immediately. Now here is where it gets interesting. Is everything alright? I say. This woman and her daughter say that you have illegal gear. Could we please see it? I am baffled at this point. Of course. I left my gear bag in the changing room though. I can run and grab it if you want. Oh no, you don't, interrupted the entitled mum. Everyone in the small group turning to her. She put the gear on while my daughter and I were in the changing room. My instructor then says, are you sure it was OP? I've been training her for years. She bought all her gear at my dojo and we don't have anything illegal. The entitled girl then says, she was putting gear on her knee. I saw her. Do you mean my knee brace? Yeah, she needs that. I was notified about the knee brace, said the head black belt. It's perfectly legal for OP to wear it. She needs it if she wants to compete safely. No, it's illegal. My daughter has to fight someone with reinforced knees. How is that fair? Why is your daughter aiming for the knees? Yeah, and not to mention, OP and your daughter wouldn't even be sparring each other. They're in completely different belt rank divisions. But why does she even need it? She can walk just fine. Well, if you have to know, I've had knee problems for years. Just ask anyone from my dojo. I got into an accident a while back and it just made things worse. I did physio and now I can walk properly, but my knee could give out if I'm not careful. Still, my daughter will be competing for Grand Champion. How? Your daughter's an orange belt. She's not going to be allowed to compete. It's a black belt division. But... that's enough. OP is competing, but if you don't stop pressing this issue, your daughter won't be. The head black belt then turns to me. Go and get the rest of your G on. Good luck in competing. Thank you, Mr. HB. The entitled girl did get to compete and lost, while I did the exact same thing. Still, the person who won deserved that gold. Anyway, this isn't as bad as many stories I've read in this subreddit, but I thought I'd share this woman's audacity. Yeah, so I reckon what's going on here is that this entitled mum is telling her daughter to aim for the knees. Because there's no other reason why having a knee brace there would ever impact you. You don't go for the knees in karate or jiu-jitsu, do you? I mean, look, I don't do it. Comment down below. It seems a weird thing to do. And also, it's not as if it's like made of metal or something. It's just a little brace, right? That gives the person support. I mean, I wear ankle braces when I play football, right? Because my ankles are a bit dodgy. I've pretty much dislocated both. But let's not talk about that. The whole point is, it just gives you some stability. Like if I go up to someone when I'm playing football and I kick them with my ankle, they're not gonna go, oh, ow, your ankle brace that's made of, I don't know, cotton. That really hurt. Weird. once again. But hey, this is r/entitledparents. And we've come to expect that, haven't we?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now for our fourth entitled parent story. Entitled parent demands expensive pedigree cat for free, then demands I compensate her for her losses when she returned the cats. I am a 33-year-old woman, and I am an educational therapist. I help students with learning differences, and for some cases, I go to their homes for our sessions. I also help connect potential cat adopters with shelter cats. I've had cats for 13 years, and I'm on cat number 4. Enter the entitled mother in her mid-40s of one of my students, a 16-year-old boy who is an only child. She asked me about owning a cat, and I very excitedly shared my experiences and gave her the contact of the woman who runs the cat shelter I got cat 4 from. The family has only ever had hamsters and goldfish in a bowl prior to this. So I told the parents to manage expectations, because every pet owner knows that every pet, be it dog, cat, birds, is different and has its own personality. So don't compare it to others, be patient, loving, and respect its boundaries. The cat shelter contact then called me, ranting that her shelter and another have blacklisted the entitled mum from adopting because she was delusional, demanding, entitled, and had tons of red flags of being the sort of owner who abandons their cat at the first sign of health issues or behavioral problems. These were the entitled mum's demands. 1. Only Ragdolls, Bengals, Siamese, Siberian, Norwegian forest cats. Cat people will know that these are the most expensive pedigree cats and can easily start from $1,000. 2. Kittens, only because they're cute, but she wants them well-trained, obedient, and quiet. 3. Intact, which means not sterilized, because she wants to breed it in the future. And 4. No health or behavioral issues. Yeah, ban her, entitled Bart. Lord knows which rescuer still gave them an extremely docile and affectionate 3-year-old ragdoll mix. On day 3 of them owning that cat, I got a text asking how to make a cat less clingy. The entitled dad was really annoyed that the cat would approach them asking for pet and scritches daily. He wants to train the cat for pets once every 3 to 4 days, ideally once a week and not multiple times a day. The heck? The parents complain that petting once a day for 2 to 5 minutes is far too much too often. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. The dad then starts complaining that the cat doesn't come when they call him by the name they gave him 3 days ago. He complains about cat zoomies at 3 a.m, complains that the cat sits on a shelf and silently watches them, complains that the cat has pee and poop smells. The most stupid minor things trigger him, and he was the one who wanted to get a cat in the first place. Day 4. The entitled dad has a mental breakdown. He's been staying late in the office, supposedly crying for the last 2 nights to avoid going home to the cat. He then packs a bag and goes and stays with his parents. What am I reading, guys? The dad then issues his wife an ultimatum: get rid of the cat or I'm never returning home. On day 6, the cat is finally rehomed to a sane, non-entitled cat owner. This morning, when I was at their home for a session, the entitled dad starts blaming me for the cat, that I manipulated and pressured the wife to get a cat, and that they'd wasted $250 for that 1 week of owning a cat, against my advice of buying just a small £1 bag of kibble and a few cans to try out. Their mum bought a £40 bulk bag of kibble. She also bought fancy ceramic bowls with a custom engraved bowl stand and a super luxe cat tree. They couldn't get a refund for those items. He then stated that I give their son 2 free sessions to make up for the money they wasted, because it was my fault that I pushed the mum to get a cat they didn't want. What? I'm still in utter disbelief. I'm still trying to figure out why and how the dad snapped and went completely insane. He clearly needs help. I'm surprised the kid turned out normal and overall nice, because his parents are insane, entitled nutjobs. Poor kid, the deck is stacked against him. But guys, don't worry, there is some good news. The Entitled Dad and Entitled Mum have been blacklisted from all animal shelters in a 1 hour driving radius. Adoption forum moderators and major rescuers have also been informed. Sadly though, they can still go to sketchy sites and less responsible breeders who care more about profit than the pet's welfare. You know what, OP, that is good news and I'm happy to hear that because, look, as you say, there's a limit to what you can do, but I feel like you and the people of your town, city, 1 hour driving radius is very, very good stuff. I mean, that is a lot, isn't it? If these entitled parents are now going to go out and find a cat, another one, then it's going to be very tough for them to get one. And that's the main thing. Make it as hard as possible for these idiots to ever get a cat again. I cannot believe that after just 1 week, the dad is giving the mum an ultimatum. Unbelievable. So unbelievable that it made my voice break for a second. And you know what? Fair play to the kid for not being like his parents. I always say it, but that is one of the most surprising things. If you have entitled parents and then you have a normal kid, it's just shocking because you know what? Fair play to the kid. He's realized that his parents are stupid. He would have taken care of the cat, that's for sure. His parents, less so. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. 4 great stories there. I think you'd agree. If you like them, drop a like on the video. Let me know you're still enjoying the content. If you are new around here and you haven't already done so, subscribe by hitting this button. And if you want more right away, bang, 11 hours of entitled parent stories. Don't tell me I don't nice you guys, because I do.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.